A team of seven professors from UAF are developing curriculum and designing classroom space for an engineering school at a newly formed American University of Mongolia. Rajiv Ganguly is heading up the project. He's the chairman of the Mining and Geological Engineering Program at UAF.
For me and my team, it is very exciting. It is wild to think that you're going to create a college of engineering from scratch. So, you know, the stuff that we like about the education system here and the stuff we hate, you know, hey, we get to remedy it, you know. And so what we want to do is we will review engineering education in some of the top universities, and we have our own ideas, and we'll take a look at all of those things and steal from the best.
Ganguly says Mongolia and Alaska are natural partners when it comes to mining in the far north.
I think that our cold climate engineering expertise, our mining engineering expertise is very relevant to Mongolia, and they could benefit from it. And so we have academic agreements with Mongolia University of Science and Technology and with Erdenet Mining Corporation.
There's no federal funding going toward the effort. Ganguly doesn't have a solid dollar amount on what development of the school might cost, but he expects it will be in the tens of millions of dollars. He says nearly all of that money will come from private sector mining companies in Mongolia.
Mining has been booming in Mongolia for a few years, and their economy has taken off. They're one of the fastest growing economies in the world at about 17%. And so when you grow that fast, you need lots of good employees, especially in engineering, given the investment in infrastructure and mines, etc.
Officials with American University of Mongolia hope to admit the first engineering students within 2 years. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.